My father had an allotment in a lady's garden in Greenham Road, and I used to go over there and help him a bit. Oh, and one day the bungalow caught fire, so the fire engine did come. Yes, I'd forgotten that.
Oh, there you go.
Wow, yes, that was quite horrifying, really.
And so it was this
I think that
lady's.
was just an accident. I don't think it was due to the war, really, but
No.
it was in the wartime,
Yes,
yes.
yes. So your father had an allotment there.
He had an allotment in her garden because she would be an older lady, and obviously,
What did he use to grow, do you remember?
well, yeah, he used to grow everything.
Everything.
Everything, potatoes, celery, everything. He was a
Carrots.
good gardener. And in our own garden, where we lived in Darrington Lane, which right opposite Greenham Road. I mean, we had fruit trees on the espalier fruit trees on the wall, and he had a shed at the bottom of the garden with a greenhouse attached, and he grew grapes in there and
Really?
tomatoes. And we had lots of tomatoes outside as well.
Yes.
I remember coming back one year from staying with my auntie. I think we'd just been up for like a week in. And the tomatoes were all, it was late September, and the tomatoes were all ripe.
Oh, lovely.
Yes,
'Cause it was
imagine, you
a
just
good
remember little
area.
things, don't you?
Yes. So what was the Dig for Victory campaign? Do you
Well, that
remember?
was to encourage people to have allotments and grow their own food.
And were they encouraged to dig up even their lawns and things
Oh,
too?
I think so,
But you didn't
yes.
need to do that.
Well, no, we'd only got like a small lawn in the. I mean, half of the garden was given over to vegetables,
Vegetables.
and the side where the fruit trees were, and we just had a small piece of lawn to play on. Yes.